President Obama's administration is reported to be considering improving U.S. relations with Cuba. Such a move would undoubtedly raise the question of Cuba's long-standing opposition to U.S. imperialism. Francis Villar from the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five said that Cuban forces helped Angola defeat the white supremacist South African army at the 1998 Battle of Quito-Cuanavale. Three of the Cuban Five, now in U.S. prisons for 9 years, served in Angola.
This massive victory by Angolan Cuban troops gave the South African National Congress impetus. Mandela was freed only 2 years later. The Cuban soldiers who gave their life for Africa, for the freedom of all the oppressed people of the world, are here today inside the prisons of this country.
Cuba's international influence goes beyond its military assistance. After a U.S. congressional delegation recent visit to Cuba, says Allison Bodine from IFCO Pastors for Peace, an agreement was made to reserve 500 seats for U.S. students in the Latin American School of Medicine.
We also had a big victory this summer because the California Medical Board recognized the Latin American School of Medicine. And what this means is that students from any state can now return from Cuba, pass, of course, their medical boards, and begin serving as doctors. And all that Cuba asks in return is that these students spend 2 years serving in underserved communities.
For former Black Panther and U.S. political prisoner Doruba Bin Wahad, the U.S. latest overtures may be an attempt to defuse Cuba's revolutionary prestige.
The Cubans did not marginalize the importance of a people taking up arms to defend their integrity and their liberty. The Cubans have supported us when even our own people wouldn't support us. Osiris Shakur is in Cuba free. And we've had Black elected officials sign referendums to have her captured and brought back. And when they were confronted with this, one of them said, well, I didn't know Joanne Chesimard was Osiris Shakur.
Brother Chaim from Casa de las Americas said that U.S.-based anti-Castro groups may be adopting new strategies to keep pace with possible new U.S. relations with Cuba.
Being a little less crazy than they're normal, a new group came out with very sophisticated propaganda, at least on the internet, saying, well, you know, we're against the blockade, but we also can't stand the dictatorship that's been there for 50 years.
Pro and anti-Castro demonstrations were planned for this Sunday afternoon in front of the Cuban mission in Manhattan. The U.S. softening rhetoric may also reflect political reality. Estela Vasquez from SEIU Local 1199 said that in the past 2 months alone, 6 South American heads of states have visited Cuba, and Guatemala's president even apologized for his country's role in the 1961 Bay of Pigs invasion. She welcomes a positive change in U.S. relations with Cuba.
Amilcar Cabral used to say that solidarity is not an act of charity. Solidarity is an act of defense of mutual interest. The crisis of capitalism is one that is strangling working people wherever we happen to live. In the same way that for Wall Street there are no borders where they invest their money, where they exploit workers, for us working people should not be borders that separate us in our common interests and our common struggles.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.